Welcome everyone to Release Notes. I'm your host Robbie, and this is your daily podcast that keeps you updated on the latest software updates and releases. Every day I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, whether it's repositories like GitHub to the tech giants' various developer blogs. I shine light on what's new, if it's worth updating, while also mentioning the hardworking contributors that make this software possible. Not only will you stay updated with the tools you already know and use, but you might also discover new software that you haven't heard of yet, and who doesn't enjoy that? Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a busy professional, this podcast helps you stay on top of the ever-changing software landscape. Let's dive in. Today's episode is for the 10th of January, 2025. We have updates to Astro, React, and Tailwind CSS in the web development space, changes to Joplin in note-taking, and NoCodeDB and Affine in the low-code and collaboration spaces. We've got updates to the semantic kernel and gRPC in the AI and framework spaces. We've got updates to Puppeteer in the testing and automation space, Chakar UI in the UI library space, and lastly, we have updates to Mattermost, Diffy, and ASP.NET Core Diagnosis Health Checks in the communication, AI, and diagnosis space. It's jam-packed, so let's dive right in. Okay, let's start with the web development space, where we see lots of changes in Astro, React, and Tailwind CSS. Astro is a web framework for building fast, content-based websites. It's known for its island architecture, which allows for isolated interactive components. Astro.js/MDX had a patch release, version 4.0.5. This release reverts a previous change that caused a regression with rendering inline MDX components and MDX files from content collections. This was a quick fix, and it's great to see the team so fast to address issues and regressions. The contributor for this patch was @Bluey. MDX, by the way, is a great way to bring dynamic content to Markdown files, if you didn't know. Astro.js/markdoc also had a patch with version 0.12.5. This update fixes a bug that prevents rendering of code blocks within its tags. Oh, sorry, within if tags. That's right. This will be important for anyone using markdoc to write dynamic documentation, for instance. The contributor here was also Bluey. Finally, for the Astro ecosystem, we have Astro itself, which had a patch release, version 5.1.5. This release addressed a few issues. It fixes a regression where the Astro container didn't work during the build using PNMP. So it's an important update for anyone using PNMP as their package manager. It also adds TypeScript support for the blocking and disabled attributes of the link element. Additionally, it improves performance of static asset generation by fixing a bug that caused image translations, transforms to be performed serially. This fix ensures that processing using all CPUs when running in a multi-core environment, which is excellent news for anyone who works with a large number of images or wants to speed up their build time. It also fixes a bug that caused empty content collections when running dev with Node ENV set. The contributors for this release include @mattipico, @martrap, @adamshaw, and @ascorbic. Astro is MIT licensed, which is great for anyone wanting to experiment and contribute. Lastly, related to Astro, we have Astro.js/React, which was updated to 4.1.3. This patch adds support for checking for React 19 components. So yeah, you can be assured that when you're ready to upgrade to React 19, that Astro.js is ready as well. And this was another contribution by @Bluey. So let's move on to styling with Tailwind CSS. This has had a beta release, version 4.0.0, beta.9. Tailwind CSS is a utility-first CSS framework that allows you to rapidly style web apps. Tailwind CSS is licensed under the MIT license, which makes it free to use for personal and commercial use. This release includes many new features and bug fixes. A new @tailwindcss/browser package to run Tailwind CSS in the browser, added the @reference API as a replacement for @import. Support for defining functional utilities in CSS. This allows users to define custom CSS functions to reuse. New CSS functions like --, spacing, --, alpha, and --, theme have been introduced. These functions allow for dynamic manipulation of spacing, alpha values, and theme variables. Musl-based Linux builds of the standalone CLI import, if you're using that OS. Performance improvements for internal AST manipulations. Abstract syntax trees, or ASTs, are a way of representing code in a tree-like structure that makes it easier for computers to manipulate it. Several bug fixes, including corrections to place content utilities, arbitrary properties detection, and background repeat utilities. So these are also fixes for shadow suggestions in IntelliSense and proper processing of the @apply rule. Upgrades of how class names are extracted and how theme variables are migrated. A change to the --, container pros variable, replacing with a deprecated --, max width pros. And finally, Vite post-processor APIs are used for processing Svelte style blocks. The main contributors for this release are listed in the they're just listed as GitHub Actions for this release, so no one in particular. Next up, let's look at some of the updates in the note-taking space. Joplin is an open-source note-taking application and is licensed under the MIT license. Joplin has had two releases today, versions 3.2.9 and 3.2.10. 3.2.9 includes some improvements like the removal of a URI malformed alert and fix a bug where the keyboard couldn't add text after certain dialogues were shown. This release also includes a fix for issues with links from imported OneNote notes and issues with OneNote imports. The contributors for this release include, funnily enough, self not found, and @personalizedrefrigerator and @peter. Okay, next up is version 3.2.10, which allows the installer to skip the uninstallation step after repeated failures. This is especially helpful when users have issues with the installation. This version also fixes an issue with the drawing feature in read-only notes, as well as a sync issue with certain share configs. The contributors for this release are also @personalizedrefrigerator. Now let's move on to collaboration and low-code platforms. NoCodeDB is an open-source no-code platform that transforms any database into a smart spreadsheet. It's licensed under MIT license. It had bug fix released today, 0.260.1. This release has a range of fixes, including issues with the I18N key synchronization, webhook triggers, the AVG function, and the substring function with datetime fields, and other bug fixes related to installation and duplicate databases. NoCodeDB also reverted to Node.js 18 due to lack of support for Node.js 22. It also prints the correct URL on init based on the environment, and various other bug fixes. NoCodeDB has also enabled shutdown hooks, added some AI features, and refactored some rich text functionality. The contributors for this release include @pranavxc, @mertmit, @lamalama, and a few others which you can find in the release notes. Okay, Affine is a open source knowledge base platform that aims to be an all-in-one workspace and is licensed under the AGPL 3.0 license. It had two releases today, the 0.20.10-canary.1 and the canary.2. Version 0.20.0-canary1 includes a range of updates, including extraction of the frame title widget, some fixes for dark mode styles, fixes for decimal point issues with table calculation, and added not condition to the ORM. Other notable updates include a chat function for iOS and various refactors to code related to docs, jobs, and the store. Additionally, several UI updates, such as fixes for blur and content zooming, new shortcuts for zooming, and other code cleanup changes. The contributors for this release are at Saul Marone, at Funden, at Doodlewind, and a bunch of others which are down below. Okay, next up is the .2 for those releases. So this is 0.20.0-canary.2. And this includes a fix for file naming escaping in the Electron app, addition of a editor store, mobile table of contents menu, feature flags for the editor, and the merging of the store and blocks. Furthermore, it disables the Winstone logger in self-hosted instances and adds support for the AI network search and has various refactors. There's also fixes for a component name in the mobile menu and prototype polluting assignments. Additionally, it includes improvements to chat sessions and supports pasting Excel data into database blocks, as well as many other fixes and features. Contributors for this release are at 4Halo, at Saul Marone, at Alsun, at Brooklyn, and a bunch of others as well down below. Let's check in with AI and framework spaces. Okay, Semantic Kernel, which is a framework for building AI applications. This was just a daily build. There were two updates though, one for .NET and Python. The .NET one was a 1.33.0, which was, there was no release notes for this. We've seen this one come up every single day. So yeah, just a nightly release. But the Python 1.18.1 was released, which includes bumping the Astral /setup UV package from version 4 to 5 and bumping the Python version to 1.18.1. It also upgrades the AOAI API version to the latest GA version of 2024-1021, which is 21st of October 2024. There are also enhancements to the agent retrieval by bypassing necessary quags and various fixes. The contributors for this release include at Dependabot, at Moonbox3, and at Taoshen OSU. gRPC is a high-performance open-source universal RPC framework. This pre-release of gRPC Core, which is 1.70.0, was released. The release includes refinements, improvements, and bug fixes, but no specific changes were mentioned. The contributors for this release was at Stanley Chuang. Okay, shifting gears slightly, let's talk about some of the testing and automation tools. Puppeteer is a node library that provides a high-level API to control Headless, Chrome, and Chromium over the DevTools protocol, and it's licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. It had two releases, Puppeteer Core v24.0.0 and Puppeteer v24.0.0, along with an update to the browser's package to v2.7.0. Puppeteer Core version 24.0.0 includes breaking changes such as removing support for Firefox over CDP and removing deprecated launch and connect options. It also includes a role to Firefox 134.0 and Chromium 131.0. I'm guessing the latest Chromium version. It also fixes an issue related to the URL fragments in HTTP request/response instances. It handles the discarded browsing context error. It includes refactoring and dependency updates for that. And the contributors here are just listed as release please bot. Puppeteer version 24.0.0 includes the updates to the previously mentioned Puppeteer Core package and includes dependency updates to at Puppeteer Browser and Puppeteer Core. The contributors for this are also mentioned as their release please bot. Puppeteer Browser version 2.7.0 includes features such as resolving relative paths to absolute paths before unpacking and bug fixes related to skipping retries for the same URL. And again, the contributor was listed as their release please bot. Lastly, let's cover the UI library, communication, AI platform, and diagnosis space. Chakra UI is a component library that provides building blocks to make building React applications easier. It has a number of releases. The Chakra UI / React version is bumped to 3.3.0. This release includes a new clipboard.valueText component and adds functionality on the file uploaded component, such as preventing drops and setting files from clipboard data. This release also adds support for onValueChange and defaultValue to the progress and QR code components, along with the new QR code.download trigger component. This version also adds a navigate property to tabs, menu, and combo box components that allows for custom router navigation and fixes various bugs related to the collapsible dialog, popover, file upload, menu, popover, pagination, and QR code components. It also fixes an issue with HTML width and HTML height not working in image or chakra.image elements, and improves type safety for layer styles, as well as fixing component variable matching. There was also the addition of a new QR code component. The main contributor for this release is at Seguan de Bio. Okay, Chakra's next package was their / Panda preset, which is version 3.3.0. This release is the initial release of the Panda preset for Chakra UI. And the main contributor here was also Seguan de Bio. Their / CLI package is also at 3.3.0. This release adds support for a --- TSX flag in the snippet add command to allow explicitly specifying a TSX or JSX file generation. The main contributor for this release was also at Seguan de Bio. Okay, next up is Mattermost, which is an open source platform for team communication and collaboration, and is licensed under MIT license. Mattermost released their 10.4.1, and this listed as a platform release, but no further details were provided. The contributor for this release was listed as their unified CI app bot. Diffy, which is an AI development platform, had two beta releases of their v1.0.0 beta.1 and their beta 1 as well. So two with very similar names. These releases introduce a new plugin system, which lets users create and install plugins to extend AI applications. They also include a new agent node in workflow, allowing for custom agent strategies, as well as a new extension type of plugin, which allows custom services to be hosted within Diffy for handling webhook events. Diffy has also launched a marketplace for plugins and provides a beta test cloud environment. The release also provides details on Docker deployment and plugin and database migration when upgrading from an older version. Both releases are actually very similar. The contributor for this release was at Yulong. And lastly, we have ASP.NET.diagnosis.healthcheck. This library is for health checks, obviously, and has had a few releases. Release -Qdrant-9.0.1 release and the 9.0.0, as well as preview Milvus 9.0.0.1 and release Imvus 9.0.0. Those are a lot of wacky names. These are listed as releases, but with no further details, unfortunately. But the contributor for this release was listed as at UnAIZorilla. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning in to Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package.json, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or, better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us, and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, link to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!